The Delta variant and vaccine restrictions for children under 12 make kids more vulnerable to coronavirus infection. But as the school year draws nearer, State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports COVID-19 is not the only disease putting pressure on Oklahoma's children's hospitals.
Across the United States, more than 70,000 children were diagnosed with the coronavirus last week. So far, hospitalizations among children have remained low, less than 2% of all COVID-19 hospitalizations in the 23 states surveyed by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Oklahoma has seen a few dozen pediatric hospitalizations in recent weeks, a small fraction, given that, on average, more than 800 Oklahomans are hospitalized with the virus daily. Some local medical officials are concerned that could change with the start of the school year, and if it does, the timing would be terrible. Oklahoma's children's hospitals are already seeing a surge in demand because of another respiratory virus.
RSV actually stands for respiratory syncytial virus.
That's Dr. Stephen Nye, the pediatrics department chair at Integris. RSV infects people of all ages, but he says it's worse on children. It has many symptoms, but they combine to restrict airways. Smaller airways in children mean the issue can become severe much more quickly.
Sometimes there's kids who progress to full respiratory failure and need a ventilator, you know, sometimes a couple days, sometimes up to a week or more.
Like the flu, RSV is supposed to be worse in the winter.
To have it in the summer is unusual. To have it so severe and so prevalent during the summer is unheard of. I don't think it's ever happened before.
Hospital administrators across the state, including in the Oklahoma City and Tulsa metro areas, say RSV is filling up children's hospitals. There's not a definitive answer yet as to why the unseasonable surge is happening, but Nye has a theory.
Kids and babies who really, if they were born during COVID, they haven't been exposed to any viral illnesses throughout their entire life. And now suddenly they're thrown into, you know, it's like when a kid first starts daycare, they're sick every other week.
So kids are already sick and filling up the ER, and the new semester hasn't started yet. Once it does, children will likely be entering schools with no mask requirements. Senate Bill 658, which passed during the last week of the legislative session, prohibited vaccine requirements and mask mandates in all educational institutions unless the governor declares a state of emergency. Governor Kevin Stitt has announced several times that his office does not intend to do so. Additionally, federal regulators have signed off on vaccinating children over 12, but younger kids can't get the shot.
If we're struggling with bed space because of RSV, and then we start seeing a lot of teenagers and kids with more severe COVID symptoms, it's going to be difficult to take care of all these people.
This isn't the case for all hospitals, but Dr. Cameron Manter, the chief medical officer for OU Children's, says summer is already a busy time for that facility.
A lot of parents want to do elective type surgeries and things and get done during the summertime to try to not have them miss school. Summer is also trauma season for us because kids are out playing and they, you know, get in accidents and things. But RSV has compounded that.
OU Children's is facing yet another capacity issue that all hospitals are right now.
I think every hospital in the metro is suffering from not having enough nurses. The last, 12 to 18 months has been incredibly hard on everyone, including nurses. And we simply don't have as many nurses as we used to.
All of these medical experts, as well as state and local health officials, say the best way to hedge against a further surge in hospital bed demand is to get the overall COVID-19 vaccination rate up. As of this week, Oklahoma remains in the bottom 10 for overall vaccination, with about 60% of the state unvaccinated. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.